lamaisa. Okay, Rabosai, today we're going to work primarily on Shitas Rashi. Probably we'll get to the Rif as well. I know you didn't get to the Rif, but we'll get there. The Mishnah tells on Masechah Shabbos Kuf Yud Aleph Mabez that there are certain knots that you're chayiv aleihem. So Eluk Sharm Shechayiv aleihem Kesha Gamal VeKesha Sapanim is an Isser De Oraisa, and when you're chayiv for tying, you are also going to be chayiv for untying. So our examples are Kesher HaSapanim and Kesher HaGamalim. You're going to be chayiv. The Gemara explains, my Kesher HaGamalim, Kesher HaSapanim, Ilema, Kitra, Dekatri, Bizmama, Bekitra, Dekatri, Beistrida, Hai Kesher, She'ena Shalkayamahu, Ella, Kitra, Dizmama, Gufei, Udeistrida, Gufei. So when we say you're chayiv for Kesher HaSapanim, Kesher HaGamalim, so the Kesher HaGamalim that we're talking about is the Zmama, whatever that might be, and the Saponim is the Istrida. Okay, those are the knots that you're going to be chayiv for. What exactly is that? Very simple. Rashi explains in very, very clear language that the case is as follows. Is when you want to go ahead, let's start with the boat, because that's a simple case. You want to go ahead, you own a boat, you're a sailor, so you when you want to park the boat, when you want to dock the boat, so you'll have one rope that is on the boat itself, that is tied to the boat, and that rope is never going to be undone. That is called the istrida. That rope is never going to be undone. Then you take a second rope, you tie the second rope to that first rope, and then you tie it to the dock, and that is your knot. That's a series of knots. It's going to be tied when you park the boat. That knot is not going to be a permanent knot, and that knot is a temporary knot. That is going to be in category two. When we speak about the Kesher HaSapanim, so the knot that is on the rope, that is on the boat itself, never going to be undone. A parallel knot is the knot that is in the camel's nose. When you want to go ahead, they used to pierce a camel's nose, and they would put they would tie a rope through that piercing, that in a ring type of shape. That rope would never be undone, and that's going to be a permanent knot. That's called the zmama. And then to that knot, that rope, you would tie another rope when you want to park your camel, and that knot is going to be a temporary knot. Let's see that Rashi inside just to make sure we have this down. So Rashi writes, zmama. What is zmama? Menakvin lena'aka bechotmeha. A na'aka is a type of camel, a female camel. So you go ahead and you pierce a hole in the nose of the camel, v'nosim ba'tabasha ritzua, and you put a strap, a ring, into that, the koshno, so, and you tie it, v'lmeda shama ola, and the nose ring is going to be there forever, u'kasharotza, l'kosho, l'behema, and now when you want to tie the animal down, so kosher ritzua aruka, ba'osa tabasa, koshno ba'upa'am shmatira, then you're going to take another rope attached to the nose ring, and that's going to be then tied to some kind of post, and that's not permanent. And that's going to be, as we'll see in a moment, an Isidra. One of the same thing with the Istrida. Look at Rashi, Istrida. So look at the next Rashi. Kitra, Dekatre, Bizmama. Could someone translate that? Kitra, Dekatre, Bizmama. It's not the nose ring, but rather the Kitra, the knot that you tie to the Zmama. Good? Which is the extension rope that you're going to use to park. Yafeh. Same thing by the boat. Istrida. Gamuka min tabasha osim min ha'akal min ritzua benekev shabarosh asfina. You put it on the front of the boat. For also kesh miskayim. That knot is going to last. Ukesherot alamida. When you want to park your boat. Kosher ritzua. But also tabas. You add another strap, another rope to that tabas. Mamida ba. Ukesherot latir matir ritzua benotla. Same exact thing. So if I were to tell you what is a Kitra de Katre bi Istrida, what is that? Kitra de Katre bi Istrida. The Istrida is the one that's attached to the boat itself, the strap, the knot, the rope that you attach to the Istrida, that's the Kitra de Katre bi Istrida. Okay, good? So far so good?
Yeah.
So far so good? Okay, we go on. We move on. Next Mishnah. There's another class of knots that you're not chayiv in the way that you're chayiv for kesh hagamal kesh hasapanim. So what's the din in this second class of knots? If you're not chayiv, what's the implication? It's not an iser doraisa, but you're still aser mideh rabbana. Fine. Then it says, kosheres isha mavteh chalukah, a woman's allowed to button her tie, her shirt, v'chutei svacha, her head covering, shalpiskia, uritzuos min al v'sandal, that we'll get to in a second, your shoelaces, your sandals, nodos yain v'shemen, your leather canteens, which you tie on the top so water wouldn't spill out, kederes shalbasar, etc. That is all kosheres. What does kosheres mean? Kosheres, meaning what? She's seemingly kosheres. It says kosheres. She may do this. She's allowed to do this. Kosheres means she can tie. She can tie. She can tie. She may tie, meaning it is permissible for her to tie. Okay? So the Gemara asks the question, what does the Reisha of the second Mishnah say? Tying certain knots is nisr de Rabbanan. What does that Mishnah then go on to say? Tying certain knots is mutter. So that seems to be a little
contradiction.
Ask the Gemara. Hagufa kasha. Amrit yesh kosher yesh kshanshin chadavalam kashkam kashasabanim chiyuvu deleka yisur ika. For other tani kosheres isha mavteh chaluka afil chatchila, even chatchila it's mutter. So what's going on in this Mishnah? The Mishnah seems to be a little bit contradictory. So more answers. Listen carefully. Hachi ka'amar. Yesh ksharim she'ein chayoven aleim kheshakwan kheshasapanim. There are certain knots that you're not chayv. What does not chayv mean? Patra avalasa. What are these knots? Umay nihu? What are these knots? Kitra dekatri bismama. Or kitra dekatri beistrida. Chiyuva hu deleka ha'isura ika. What are we referring to? The ropes that are attached to the nose ring, the rope that is attached to the rope that's on the boat. So that kind of knot, I'll just shorthand it. In the sapanim, we're going to call it kitra dekatre be istrida, and for the gemalim, it's called kitra dekatre be smama. Okay, these are isure derabanan. Again, and then v'yesh shemutarim lechatchila umayniu kosheres mafteach chaluka. So then mafteach chaluka is mutar lechatchila. So you have a trilogy of knots. Certain knots are isur min haTorah. Certain knots are asur midrabbanan. Certain knots are mutar lechatchila. And our job is simply to try and give definition to these categories. We look at the top Rashi on the page. We're going to start to build clues, pretty clear clues within Rashi. Take a look at Rashi on top of the page. So, first of all, to be in this category, Kesha Gamalim, Kesha Sapanim, what would you say is what?
Permanent,
okay? Permanent. So that we're going to call permanent. We're going to call that Kashak. What does Kashak stand for? Kesher Shel Kayama. A permanent knot, never to be undone. Can you give me an example of a permanent type of knot? Tefillin knot. The knot that is on your tefillin, on the back of tefillin, that's a permanent knot. You make that knot on Shabbos, Isser D'Oraisa. Give me another one. Tzitzis. Your tzitzis knots, if you were to go ahead and tie tzitzis knots on Shabbos Kodesh, you never intend to undo those knots, that is an Isser D'Oraisa. I will agree with all that. Tefillin, tzitzis, anything more common in your daily lives? What? Your shoelaces is not a permanent knot. You undo those knots. That is the paradigm of a non-permanent knot. So we discussed a little bit in some of the chavrusas, what about a garbage bag? Let's say you want to take out the garbage. You go ahead and make a knot in your drawstring of your garbage bag. You're going to put it out in the trash. When are you going to undo that knot?
Never.
So lichora, that kind of knot on Shabbos, we'll call that garbage bag, is an Isser D'Oraisa. An Isser D'Oraisa, we're not messing around. That seems to be the case. We will go weiter. What kind of knots fall into this category? This needs some definition. Let's see the top Rashi on the page. Top Rashi on the page. Says Rashi, Kitra Dekatre Bizamama. Ritzua Aruka Shemachnisim B'Taba'as. You're putting that into the nose ring. Oser lechatchila lekosra. What does oser mean? What? I heard. Oser midrabanan. Don't say chayev midrabanan. That is oxymoronic. No. Chayev means chayev a carbon chatas, an iser doraisa. Oser means oser midrabanan. Don't say chayev midrabanan. The word chayev means doraisa. It always means doraisa.
Chayev means you have to do something
already. Right, exactly. You have to do something. Well said.
If you go over some iser doraisa, you're not doing it.
Well, you have to do tshuva. You have to do tshuva, but you don't have to. You're not chayav a korban, right? So the Gemara says, if it's aser lechatchila kosra. Now listen carefully. Why? Mipnei shepa'amim shemanicha sham shavua osvuay. Because sometimes you leave it for how long?
A week or two.
V'kosher matar osha echad shenatam biyateira ba'amim she'aser ba'anaka ve'agama. So Rashi says, when you leave it for Shavua or Shvuayim, that is going to be an Iser de Rabbana. Okay? Shavua or Shvuayim. Okay? So far, so good. We're just collecting evidence, collecting information. Guys, did you see the third sukkah?
Yeah. Is that?
I saw it before.
You planned a knot to last a week or two, meaning you're not untying it, you're parking your boat. You're going, you're parking your boat, and the next time you're going to use the boat is a week or two later. So you're only going to untie that knot in a week or two.
You untie it.
In a week or two. No questions. Let us learn the next Gemara. The next Gemara is by far the most important Gemara. So where's the next Gemara? Let's see. Ritzuos minal v'sandal. So the Gemara says, Ritzuos minal v'sandal. Itzmar. Rabosai Kuf Yud Bezim and Aleph. This is a very important Gemara. Yitzi Gekovich, 90 degrees. Hitir Ritzuos Min of a Sandal. If you untie the straps of your shoes or your sandals, Tani Chado Chayv Chatos, Tani Idach Potar Vel Aser, Tani Idach Mutel Lechatchila. You have three brises. One brise says this is Doraisa, one brise says Aser Midrabanan, one brise says Mutter lechatchila. How do you resolve that? So says the Gemara. Kasha mino amino, kasha sando asando. So the Gemara answers. Mino amino lo kasha. Hadu tani chayv chatos bide ushkepi. Potter avalase bide rabbanon. Mutter lechatchila bide bnei mechuza. Ah, that's it. Resolved. So when is it an Iser Doraisa? Ushkupi. When is it an Iser Derabanan? Derabanan. And when is it Mutter Lechatchila? Bnei Mechuza. What exactly is the Pshat? What does this mean? So here we need Rashi to help us out, and we will scour Rashi carefully. What is Ushkupi? Bide Ushkupi. So what is an ushkaf? Does anyone know what an ushkaf is?
Shoemaker.
Excellent. A shoemaker. A sandlar is an ushkaf. You knew that?
Well, we knew it after we read through the
book. From Rav Safari.
Yeah.
Okay. Bide ushkapi. So Rashi explains. Bekesher shaha ushkaf ose kishetokev haritsua bamino. Kosher kesher mitocho shalotucha latzeis v'hukayam la'olam. When a shoemaker makes a shoe, he takes the sandal and he ties the strap to the sole of the shoe. When is that strap that's tied to the sole of the shoe going to be undone?
Never.
And therefore, it's kayam la'olam, says Rashi, kayam la'olam, and that's an iser De'oraisa. Yafe. Pretty good. What is Bidrabanan? So here we have Avikon. Avikon is a lazy guy. Lazy guy. Or, let's flip it. Avikon is not a lazy guy. He hates wasting even a second. He's a masmid par excellence. He's like Rav Elchanan Wasserman, Zeche Tzadik Livracha. Rav Elchanan Wasserman, author of the Kovetz Shiurim, didn't waste a second. His father used to say he did not wear shoes with laces because the time it took him to tie the shoelaces, he didn't want to be mevatel time. He didn't want that 10 seconds to go to waste. So he only wore slip-on shoes. So that's Avi Cohn. Avi Cohn, if you look down, he's wearing laces. But he tells me he likes to tie them very loosely. Why? So he doesn't have to waste time untying and retying, and he's a kind, he's got it. So he just ties them loose and slips them on and off. That is how the Rashi describes the drabbanon. Take a look. Meet bidrabbanon. Now notice, the ushkaf, what are we talking about? Which knot are we talking about by the ushkaf?
The shoe, not permanent knot.
The sole of the shoe to the strap of the sandal, which is permanent.
Is ushkaf the shoemaker or the knot?
No, the sandal, the sandlar. The sandlar. The sandlar. Yeah, the sandlar, the shoemaker.
Ushkapi
is the sandlar.
Is the sandlar.
Yeah. The knot made by the sandlar, sorry. Ushkaf is a sandlar, the knot made...
I thought the sandals are...
Bidrabbanan. What is Bidrabbanan, says Rashi? Kishikoshrin sviv ragleim. When the rabbis used to tie shoes around their foot, meaning they would strap the shoe to their foot, like you do with sneakers, with any kind of shoe. Ein koshrin bidochak. They wouldn't tie it tight. Shepa'amim shecholzo kishukashur. They'd want to slip it on and off and not have to untie and retie every time. Okay. So is that a permanent knot?
No.
So it says Rashi, not a permanent knot. Why not? Because shebishas hatit, sometimes, miu kesho kayam alohav. It's not a permanent knot. Why? Because sometimes it's muddy outside. And when it's muddy outside and your shoes are only loosely tied on, what's going to happen? So either the shoe's going to slip off, your foot is going to get muddy, the shoe's going to, it's not a way to wear a shoe in the mud or in the rain. And therefore, when it's rainy or muddy, what do? Then you're going to untie your loosely tied knot and
retie
it tight. So he says, in such a case, matirno sova koso bedochach so yidovek batit v'yishamit miraglov. So the shoe doesn't get caught in the mud and it's going to slip off your foot, so then you're going to tie it tight. So in other words, according to this knot, this kind of knot, what kind of knot are we talking about? We're talking about what I'll call a quasi-permanent knot. It is not fully permanent. It is quasi. It depends. It's a semi-permanent type of knot. That's awesome. And who are the B'nai Mechuzah? So B'nai Mechuzah in Chazal, this was like, this is like the aristocrats. These are fancy people. They always look prim and proper. So when they put on their shoes, how do they tie their shoes? They tie them tightly. And as a result, they tie them tight. Shem rechave levav. They're aristocrats. They have a little bit of arrogance. Umakpidim alivushehem. They are careful about their levush. Vina alehem. Yeah, I'm reading Rashi. Lios michuvanim vekoshnoso bedochak. And therefore they tie very tight. Vitzarech lahatiro arvis. And therefore, when they want to untie their shoes, they have to untie them what? Every single night. Tzarech lahatiro arvis, says Rashi, lahatiro arvis. Okay. So Rabosai, if we could summarize Rashi's Shita in the Din of Knots and the like. Kesher Kayam is a permanent knot. A kesher that is asur midrabbanan is a semi-permanent knot, and a kesher that is undone that day, b'nei mechuza, is mutar lechatchila. Now, that we just learned the Rashi's by mino, by shoes. There's a similar Rashi's by sandalim, same basic idea. I just want to read one Rashi to you, it's important. B'dechumrasa de katre inhu. Do you see that, Rashi?
Yeah.
Hello? Hello, hello?
Yeah.
So this is the intermediate knot. Asmi Rabbanon. Elu sandalim shel shar anoshim she'in ritzuos kvos b'hem ayidei uman. These are another kind of sandal that an uman, a craftsman, a sandlar doesn't make them. They kind of have slip-on straps. And therefore, Elohim atzman koshen osam b'chumasa ba'alma v'koshen u'matirin. And they'll tie it and untie it. How frequently? U'pa'omim shemiskayim Shabbos o'chodesh. And sometimes they will last how long? Shabbos o'chodesh. What does Shabbos o'chodesh mean? What's Shabbos mean?
A week.
A week, Shabbos, or chodesh. Or a month. Meaning the knot lasts. Not last a week or a month. Okay. Rabosa, is there any lacuna in Rashi? What? Huh? Lacuna? Excuse me? What? I'm talking English. This is an English word.
English word?
Lacuna? No? Really?
All the result. Ready? You don't know anything.
Ready? I thought it was a Hebrew word.
It's an English word. It's an English word. What is it? What does it mean? It means gaps, open information, things that we are missing. Is there any question when you look at Rashi? I don't mean kasha. I mean question. Is there anything that, like, if I ask you a shaila, for example, I'll ask you a shaila. Avikom.
Yeah.
You do this loosey-goosey kind of knot tying. Yes?
Yeah.
Okay. If Avikom were to tie his shoelaces, the way he does it, loosey-goosey, slip on, slip off, etc. On Shabbos. My question is, what, if any, Isser does he violate? Avi Cohen, stand up. Stand up. Describe to us how you deal with your shoelaces. What do you do with your shoelaces? Give us a description.
I tie them.
You tie them.
Yeah, and then every day I slip my shoes on and off.
So okay, and then when do you untie, retie?
When they untie itself.
Give me a time. How many times a week are you tying?
Let's say twice, three times.
Twice or three times a week. Sit down. Now I'm asking you, what's the din? Avi Cohen's shoes. What's the din? So this is a lacuna. What do I mean? Is it an Issa Drabbanan or is it not an Issa Drabbanan? Show me the information. What does Rashi say is an Issa Drabbanan?
Weeks or months.
He writes, weeks or months, or 2 weeks, a week or 2 weeks or a month is Issa Drabbanan. Does Avi qualify?
Not really.
No, because he says a couple of times a week he ties and unties. So he doesn't qualify. So what are you going to say? What's the din? Mutter. Yet, what is the case of mutter?
You have to untie time every day.
B'nai Mechuzah. What does B'nai Mechuzah do?
Every day.
Every single day. Which means more than a day is?
It's a lacuna.
Is usher. Which means there's a vagueness in Rashi. What is the din when it comes to a knot that is in between? That's more than a day, less than a week. Avi Cohen's shoes. Moreover, what would be the din if you have a knot? I don't know why you'd have such a knot, but every 6 months you untie it. Every 6 months. Every 5 years you untie it. What did Rashi say is for sure an Isidrabbanan if it's going to last? A Chodesh. What is it to be an Isidoraisa? Permanent. La'olam. What if it's really, really, really long term knot? But not permanent. Is that a Doraisa? Is that a Drabbanan? These are vagaries in Shitas Rashi. You want to know how this comes up practically? How about the following? What would you say, according to Rashi, if someone asks you on Shabbos morning to do glila on a Sefer Torah, which will require you to make a knot, not a Velcro, but a real glila with a knot, a garter that you make a knot, they ask you to do glila on a Sefer Torah. Are you gonna do? Are you gonna say yes or no?
Yes.
You're gonna say yes. Why are you gonna say yes?
Because your mindset.
Not stop. Stop! You're thinking too much. You're doing it at Mincha, the same Sefer Torah that you use for Shabbos morning. You're gonna be doing. I get it. I'm getting there. I'm a pedagogue. I'll get there. So, on Mincha is. You're going to do it again, so that's a day, that's a B'nai Mechuzanat, no problem. But what about Mincha on Shabbos? When's the next time you're using that Sefer Torah? Monday morning. So between Mincha on Shabbos and Monday morning is how long? It's more than a day. It's more, stop. It's a day and a half. So you're more than a day, and you're less than a week. Mutter or Aser. That's a lacuna in Rashi. Let us attempt to try and fill in the lacuna quickly. Hands down. Open up your source sheet. You have a Beis Yosef in Simin Shin Yud Zayin and a Taz. Says the Beis Yosef, Simin Shin Yud Zayin. But then you ask a kasha. Elishim ken yikshe ma shekosav ha'omid l'skayim shiva yamin potter aval aser the mashma that less than shiva yamin is what is mutter. So you have a lacuna. What's going on over here? Says the Beis Yosef, Lachin Nirali. I think this is his conclusion. And he quotes all the sources that we have. Nirali, Kol She'ina Omid Yisraim Shiva Yomim, Mikri Osi La'atir B'chol Yom. Vishori. V'lomad Kein Rabbeinu Mi D'Pir Shua Ashi Sh'oz L'chal L'chosh Hashom Ipnei Shem Pa'am Shem Ani Yashu Bo'a V'kam Kosa Pa'am Shem Yisraim Shabbos Alma. The Omid Yisraim Shabbos Achad Potav Osi V'batsa Me'hochi Lek Yisur. He says it twice. Shavua, Shabbos, says the Beis Yosef, in order to be, excuse me, Chayev, Midrabanan, it has to last at least a week. Less than a week is mutter. That's the position of the Beis Yosef. Comes on the Taz. And the Taz writes, Kol Kesh Omid L'Iskayim La'olam Perish. Al das kein osa also, the inner coat is man klabedato chayv. For omid liskan shiva yamim, perish. Shigomer bedato kein potter va'aser. And then says the Taz, v'lav davka shiva yamim, elakol shu yoter miyom echad, who bichlal ze yeh hazman kafim hashiyeh. Anytime you have a knot, that's what? That's more than a day, is an iser drabonah. And he writes, "Habes Yosef, where it's underlined, Kosav Shadas Hatur, the Chovit Batzer Mishiva Yomim, who bechal Mater Bosi Yomim, because of Shlomo Kemi Perish Rash, because of Oser Lachatil Kosho, the next Shapa Amen Manicho Shavua, the Gam Kosav Shlomo Pinis Kin Shabbos, Amen the Batzer Malchul Lekad, huh?" He says, "Yeah." So he says, "In my opinion, Eloha Ikar Habar De Lo Chodesh Velo Shabbos Hayom, Ela." That's a puzzle. He's making a little joke. Ela kamosha kosav la zen is kaving gam rash la hoz the ain chiluk ben chiv yisur rak be kviz man bedato va chiv be ain zman klal. Meaning, when is there a chiluk? If it's not lasting at all, how do you define not lasting at all? It's going to be less than a day. It's going to be just really, really temporary. Then it's mutter. Anything longer than really, really temporary, if it has any duration whatsoever, is going to be aser midrabanan. According to the Taz, glila an mincha with a gatel, with a knot, lechora should be aser. According to the Beis Yosef, should be mutter. According to Beis Yosef, Avi Kohen shoelaces are mutter. According to the Taz, aser. Lahalacha, the Mishnah Berurah is going to side, and I think it's the more mistaber view, is the view of the Taz. When the Rashi wrote a month, a week, or 2 weeks, he's throwing out examples of temporary times. He's throwing out some examples, but what's the magic of a week? Why is 3 days not temporary? So if it's a knot that's going to be undone later today, that's called an impermanent knot. If it's a knot that's going to last, you're going to sleep on it, that's already called a quasi-permanent adkan shitas Rashi. Hands down. Open up the riff. Open up the riff. What? Not at all. Rashi says if it's undone every day, it's mutter. So the Taz says if you have a knot that's undone every day, it's mutter. But anything more than that, it's any more than a day is asur. They're arguing about more than a day, less than seven. Okay. Rabbo say, open up the riff. The riff is in the back of the Gemara. And please find Daf Mem Aleph. Daf Mem Aleph. Amud Aleph in the Dapei HaRif. I'm going to learn the riff. And I would just like to ask, I want you to answer me, is the riff the same as Rashi? Okay? And I'll give you a hint. Why would I do the riff if it's the same exact thing as Rashi? Okay? Here we go. You got it? Let's go. Mem Aleph. Where are you going?
I don't know.
Where it is. Stop!
There it is.
Okay. Mem Aleph. You got it?
Why is it
pregnant? Dude.
Can we have tonight? Yeah. We're having a navigation class.
Yeah, we need to get these guys familiar. Okay. Says the riff is looks like the Gemara. That's the riff. What the riff did is the riff basically collected all the sugyas and shas that are halach lamaisa, codified them and pasked them. Okay, in my Gemara here, actually, what they do is they bolded the additions of the riff. Like it's a quoting of the Gemara with the additions of the riff, which are a little bit bolded because I have a cool Gemara. Okay, Itzmar. Rabbo says he's going to quote the Gemara. Hitir itzuos min ova sandal tani chad chayv chad tani v'tani chad apater aval aser v'tani idak mutal chad chila kasha min al minol kasha sandal sandal min al minol kasha.
Where are we?
Mem aleph amen aleph at the two dots.
Ours is on the abyss. Yeah.
Fine. Mem aleph amen abyss.
Three lines down.
First row. Okay, I'm starting though. I already read some of it. So we're getting to Minol Aminol Lokashia. There's no problem in the case of Minol Aminol. Why? Hodetani Chayav is Minol de Ushkapi. What is an Ushkapi? I forgot already.
Shoemaker.
A shoemaker. What are the qualities of a shoemaker when he makes shoes? Is he just some little Joe? Or is he a craftsman who knows what he's doing? What is the quality of a sailor who makes razzle-dazzle fancy knots? He's a craftsman who knows what he's doing. Says the riff. De Ushkapi is a Maisa Uman who? What does Maisa Uman mean? It's a craftsman's activity. V'kesher shel kayamahu. And he makes a knot in a
permanent
fashion. Meaning, when the ushkaf takes the strap and ties it to the sole, he does it with sophistication and permanence. So how many criteria are there?
Two
criteria. V'hadatani patar aval aser. And when the drabanan, let's say your sandal tears. So now you have to tie the strap to the sole. Are you a craftsman?
No.
But are you doing it permanently?
Yes.
So when you are a drabanan, the maisa hedyotu, ella shukesh shokayon. It's a permanent knot, but it's not done by a craftsman. It's not a craftsman's knot. There is, sir, drabanan. And what is mutar lechatchila b'nei mechuza? What are the B'nai Mechuza? That's when the Ritzuo Shiyotz Mikufo Shom Minol. That's the shoelaces. V'koshino so al harega va'al ha'shok. And you tie them on the foot or on the thigh. And is this a craftsman's knot? It's not a craftsman's knot. And is it a permanent knot?
No, they don't.
No. So it has neither criteria. It doesn't have the criteria of craftsmanship. It doesn't have the criteria of permanence, and therefore mutl chatchila. In other words, the Rif is a new shita. Says the Rif, according to Rashi, there's one criteria, and that is time, the duration of the knot, kesha kayama, quasi kesha kayama, or no kesha kayama whatsoever. That's Rashi. According to the Rif, you have two criteria. If you're both kesha kayama ma'isa uman, chayif. If it's a kesha kayama, it's not a ma'isa uman, patar v'lasa. If it's neither, it is mutl chatchila. So what do we still have to explore?
Why do we care?
Well, first of all, what's called a ma'isa uman? What's called a ma'isa uman? What's considered to be a craftsman? So yeah, I know a sandlar is a craftsman. A sailor, fine, craftsman. Camel drivers, yeah, they're craftsmen. But what about us? What about us? So there's an amazingly important shulte gibor. And with this, we will pause for approximately 22 hours. But let's just see the shulte gibor. Shulte gibor on the side of the page. Where is it? It's Os Gimel. If you can see Os Gimel, there must be an Os Gimel here somewhere. You see the Shulte Giborim?
Yeah.
You see Beis?
I see Beis.
Is there a Gimel?
Yeah.
I don't see a Gimel.
I don't see a Gimel either, but there must be a Gimel.
On the bottom right line, I'm probably wrong.
Okay, there's a... I don't see a Gimel, but I'm going to find it. Aleph. All right, there's no Gimel, but we'll find it later. But the... here it is. I'll read it to you. So he says, what is called a kesher shel uman? So a kesher shel uman is a kesher that you tie hadek, which means very, very tight, and then he adds four words. Kegon, for example, kesher al gabe kesher, which in English means a double knot, which would mean, therefore, that if you make a double knot, that qualifies as a mice. No, not permanent. A mice uman. A tight double knot is a mice uman. So we need to explore tomorrow, Bez Hashem. Is number one, can you make a double knot on your? Let's ask this question right now, and then we'll stop. Can you make a double knot on your shoelaces? Think before you answer. It depends. Very good. Go. If you hold like the Rif, then what do you have? Whoa. If you hold like Rashi, what's the din of a double knot?
It's just time. So a double knot would be fine.
Would be fine. If it hold like the Rif?
A double knot is going to be permanent no matter what.
Why'd you say permanent?
It's a Maisi Uman, and therefore it's
awesome. Lechora, that's correct. According to the Rif, a double knot is a Maisi Uman, not a Keshel Kayama. And that might pose an Isser Dirabbanan type of problem. Good. How about making a tie?
Ooh.
The
tie.
How about making a fancy razzle dazzle bow tie?
Are those double knots?
So, all right, we'll pick it up tomorrow. It's a shame. Have an excellent day.
And also, I don't know. My wife always laughs at me.